Welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Here's your host, Mr. JT Foreman.
Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with my good friends, Terry,
the Beast,
Michaels,
Growl,
and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Ball game.
Joining us this week, our special guest, the wonderful, the amazing, the fired from every radio station in Fresno, Rick Rodham.
Hey, guys.
What?
Hey, guys, really?
Hey, y'all.
Y'all?
Why? That's, you got to introduce him like that.
How should I wasn't sure how to introduce
him. Mister, I've been fired from everything, Rick Rodham.
Yeah, why'd you say, and he jerks off every
how
night.
About,
yeah.
How about,
that's how he had me introduced
chronic
him at
masturbator.
The comedy show a couple of nights ago. Okay.
Lonely, unemployed man. Owner of Bacne.
That could describe me, too, though, so I didn't want to confuse that's,
yeah, they might think you're talking about him. And just say, you know, Fresno comic something, but now he's got to be fired.
Fresno
from
comic and radio personality.
He's hurt. He's hurt, man.
Yeah, it's
formerly employed.
Rick.
Local celebrity.
Yeah. Rick.
Rick the dick. Rodham.
Hey, guys. Great to be here. I am
here.
A bitter comic, so.
Well,
and I swear to Christ. Right, yeah, man. They let us do this in a fucking Denny's.
They do.
Right.
Now, and in a separate room, I'm sure you noticed.
It's
we
weird.
Tried to do it at a booth one time, and they set a bunch of kids next to us, and they all ended up crying.
You can
yeah,
tell
they
the truth.
Did.
You
actually.
Can tell the truth. No, they're like, if you guys going to have your pet nigger there with you, you guys got to take it to the back room. We don't serve his kind here.
It's so awesome. We've literally been here for half an hour. We just started rolling, and we've gone through all the people's ass that we want to beat.
Yeah, and you
this
know
is really
yeah.
a fucking angry group.
Well, we're look, comics are angry just by
we got Terry Michaels. That's the angriest guy in Fresno, dude.
By nature, yeah. I'll probably snap sometime during this podcast.
It's a violent bunch of fat, bald,
yes,
man meat, bitch tits. There's a.
I don't really have bitch tits. I'm kind of a. I don't. I have a little bit of muscle. There's not, I don't know.
Super
and,
Negro's
and John
guy.
Jones has got tits that'll bitch
yeah.
slap you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude.
I'm afraid of your titties.
Mine are friendly. They're friendly.
I would say most tits are friendly. I mean,
good grief, guys.
So what are we talking about?
Well, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week.
Yeah. Why just it, last week?
We've talked about this before.
We
I'm
should
a
just change
week.
It to JT
I'm only
is a real prick.
But right now I'm just apologizing for last week's prickishness. Right. Last week I apologized for the previous week's prickishness. Next week, I'll apologize for the shit that I'm going to say here in the next hour.
Is it like an intervention do you guys bring out? Last week, JT, when you
no.
said...
No, he actually writes stuff just to make sure he's a
okay.
prick, I think.
Kind of. You know what? I am really good at saying the wrong thing. That's just what I do. It's what I've always done. You know, I'm the guy who will ask the girl, you don't think you're fat, do you?
Hmm.
That's who I am. That's who I've always been. So, it just... Everyone thought I was a sarcastic asshole, and I was. I was just never funny before. Not that I'm funny now, but.
I'm usually
anyway.
The guy that says,
and
I hope you're
next week in
fat.
A Bitter Comics, the pressure's on, and what you gonna do with a nigger chasing after you?
I'm not even sure what that means.
What the hell?
Anyway.
Those are those Fox Kid commercial shits back in the day.
Wow.
Well, I will be apologizing for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So. For my insensitivity in episode 20, I would like to apologize to black people, sombreros, Blackstone Avenue, and rhyming.
To rhyming?
Yes, rhyming.
I don't know. That was a pretty dope rhyme about the Blackstone hookers.
I rhymed.
It was.
I rhymed corner and boner, though. I feel like
I think that is awesome.
Well, that's how the cool kids are saying Kona. Well,
Kona.
Ask Super Negro. He'll tell you.
Yes. That's how you say it, man.
You say
yeah,
it, Kona.
You know, pretty much every comedy show that I've done in the past week, I did that poem as my closer. It kills every time. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves hearing about how I got tied up in a hotel room and robbed.
By hookers.
I
think that's hilarious.
Everyone loves that, especially the fact that it happened in the Tower District.
At least
everyone loves
people
it.
Are laughing at that. People laugh at the idea of male rape in my set, dude.
That's true. That's a good point,
they
actually.
They laugh at that shit. That's funny. He was against the wall.
Well, if any of you would like to know specifically what I am apologizing for, please check out episode 20 and all of our previous episodes.
Fuck episode 20.
Shut up.
Episode 20. Fuck that.
At bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology I missed, or to make any comments, you can email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, Terry is soft and cuddly when he's wasted.
That's awesome.
I was not soft and cuddly last Sunday.
I'm surprised you didn't start hugging people.
When I showed up and I was drunk. I showed up late to the podcast. I was at the wedding and I showed up drunk and I'm like, hey, bitches. And then I start chewing out Boney Beasley.
Did you scare the shit out of poor Boney?
No, he was looking at me like, I don't remember. I don't even remember what you're talking about. I'm like, you booked me and then you canceled me and then you haven't rescheduled, but you booked everybody else in the world but me. What's the story with that, Boney? It's like, goddamn. I'll rebook you. Okay.
Next thing you know, John Jones is booked at the next jacuzzi.
Actually, he is. He is booked
at the next jacuzzi. You know, he told
John's
me.
Opening next week.
Yeah, no. Let's put in a plug. John's going to be at the next jacuzzi. It's going to be an awesome show.
I
want to get down to the Star Line to see
you're
John.
You're lucky you're not headlining. Terry might have to cut you if you're headlining.
Man, I'm your boy, man. You would cut me too.
It's in October. He said he's going to book me in October.
He does it every month.
In October. In his defense, the show that he canceled was on Easter Sunday.
He'll probably book me on Halloween and then say, "Look, it's another holiday song."
Yeah, probably. So unless you got a costume, it's like this is a costume.
I do. I'm dressing up like Batman.
Yeah, dress as Batman.
I'm going to go fight some crime in my own way.
Fight some crime in your own
way. I'll be the villain, dude. I'm going to put a big old white spider on my chest, and I'll be Venom. I'll just run around naked.
And John, you know what it's like to be discriminated against because you have a big black penis. For us, for Terry and I, we walk in the Tower District, and we are fat, bald guys. And they're hipsters in their little fucking girl jeans and their shoulder bags.
When did that become cool?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just I'm too much of a 90s cat, but... Yeah, I understand the sag, but tight ass jeans and sagging, you couldn't go to any jailhouse I've been to dressed like that.
But literally, like, Terry and I walk in the Tower District and we look like pedophiles in a Disney store. I mean, we just we don't belong there at all.
And I don't even like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, and I think we're being discriminated against because we're fat and bald.
Well,
We should start something.
The first time I went to the open mic at Karsh's, which is in the Tower District, I'm walking past the Starbucks, and there were like 15. I don't know anything about motorcycles. I'm going to say they all look like Harleys, but I don't actually know anything about bikes. But look, there were like 15 Harleys in front, and I look in the window, and there's a bunch of dudes dressed. You know, they look like bikers to me.
Well, if they were in the Tower District, they were auditioning for the Village People at...
Oh, okay.
No, this
Tower is going to do a revival of the Village People
musical. Yeah, exactly.
Again?
This is a really unknown fact. Here in Fresno, a lot of the Starbucks, they have a lot of bikers go there. Like ones that have stopped like drinking and stuff, the one in River Park. In front, they actually have a sign that says how many bikes they want you to park per lane. In the front, and any Friday or Saturday night at 11 o'clock at night, the place is packed.
It's like after years of being a Hell's Angel and traveling, you know, all over the country.
Dealing drugs and pissing on your girlfriends.
Yeah, doing meth and, you know, and smacking bitches up.
Well, you can see.
They can't have meth anymore, so it's like, well, caffeine.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a Vente Cafe Mocha.
Yeah. And here's the thing, the meth was cheaper.
I want to hang out in that Starbucks and just record bikers ordering these frou-frou drinks that Starbucks sells.
I'll take a strawberry venti. Yeah. Whoa. What are you drinking, Spike?
I want a strawberry double chocolate mocha cream.
I hear you about that.
With low-fat milk.
Low-fat milk, extra whipped cream.
You're going to fit right in, though.
Is that soy
because
milk? Is that soy milk?
No, I'm telling you.
You're going to be like, I'm a chocolate cake with eyes, man.
Yeah, no, you're going to be like, you know, token minority. They're going to love you. They're going to feel like very, they're going to feel like, let's experience his culture. You're going to be kind of like, you're going to be like Akeem Olajuwon coming to the University of Houston in the early 80s. You know, you're like a curiosity, you know.
And the homosexual men are going to like you because they think you've been in jail and you might have been raped.
That's true. They're going to love your butt rape story. Oh,
yeah.
You are definitely getting some ass that
now
night.
Now we know why you got booked at Starline again before Terry. At the jacuzzi show.
You guys are so jacked up. I just want to tell you.
I think Boney's just holding against what I said about him at Ty Palms that one night still.
Oh, the he did have that mustache.
He's sensitive.
He had the curly mustache, like a boxer or a bodybuilder from the 20s.
He got the
point,
performer,
though. I mean,
yeah.
Did he have to be a gay bodybuilder?
Look, come on.
Yeah, you know what? They all kind of look a little gay, though, really. I think they were all the bodybuilders were gay.
I don't know why I said gay at the time.
So you think all bodybuilders are gay, huh?
Back in the 20s, yeah.
Oh,
I think
back
so.
In the 20s.
Huh? Yeah, relax, John.
I'm not a bodybuilder. Like,
well, you know, I think it was Schwarzenegger movies in the 80s made big muscles
straight.
Cool, and now being a bodybuilder is to get pussy. As they used to in the movie, especially like if you watch Commando, they really show off his muscles doing that. They love to do a 5-minute scene with him putting all the weapons on in the sheaths and getting the grenades and just really, you know, showing his bulging. So starting in the 80s, it became a heterosexual.
You know what's funny? They do that in some gay porn too.
How do you know that?
I've seen it.
Okay.
I've seen gay porn. I'm not saying I rented it. I'm just saying I've seen it.
You know, there was a lesbian
one. He was in one.
How do you
Seattle
accidentally see gay porn?
Yeah, he was in one.
I sent some to my brother as a joke.
There was a lesbian comedian. I can't remember her name that I knew.
Oh, well, which one?
When I lived up in Seattle, and she said she liked to watch gay porn because it turned her on seeing guys getting fucked in the ass.
See, I've heard from a few women that this is true. I dated a girl that used to say that she liked to watch gay porn, and I thought, ooh.
I think she just likes. Creepy. I think she just liked to see men in pain. That's my opinion.
You know what? She did dump me pretty hard. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I agree. Yes.
Now you know what it feels like to take that 13-inch cock right in your asshole. Now you know how it feels.
Now you know.
You insensitive prick. Exactly. Now I'm going to go cry and eat some ice cream.
You insensitive prick putting it in my very sensitive asshole.
You missed a segment we did a while back about, you know, what we think people who do fucked up things should get. Remember we said we think we should hire Lexington Steele to put on a Batman suit and wait for him when they go to bed?
Yeah, that's how we stop crying.
If you stop,
that's right, Batman with a 13-inch dick.
And that's weird because I've never seen gay porn, but I've seen Lexington Steele's dick. And you can't look away from it. It's like a car crash. And you have to just admire it. And then even though I've never, honestly, and I know it's going to be hard for you to believe, I've never taken a 13-inch dick up my ass.
What about a 10?
Not even a 10. Like 6 is all I can handle. But I feel so much empathy for these poor girls because they get them, you know, walking up the stairs, you know, and then they, it's almost like the, hey, you're going to have anal sex, and she's all awesome. And then they bring out Lexington Steele, and you see the sad look on her face.
Man.
You know, as she deals with her fate, you know.
Man, it
your
is
daddy
a
is so proud
is
of you.
Anyways, yeah, that's as gay as I get. I think that's as gay as I get watching Lexington Steele sodomize young white women.
Yeah, okay.
And he makes them take it all, too. Oh. Yeah, take it all.
Yeah.
And he's loud about it.
He's loud about it.
That should be like, yeah.
And you have to admit, even as a straight guy, you're watching Lexington Steele. I mean, you're living vicariously through Lexington Steele's 13-inch penis.
I wish I was you.
You know, that is 13 inches.
And it's a thick 13,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, come on. It's not like bony, yeah. That thing is like, that's, it really is. It
you know, when it hey, gets man, to that size, you got to do maintenance on it.
Next?
You know?
Exactly.
That's the thing. Is, like, I'm glad I'm not a woman because they got to use, like, creams and gels.
But if you had a 13-inch dick, you'd have to take it through a car wash.
Yeah, I imagine if you got something that big,
he
you got to do
a robbery with his
take
dick.
It to the car
I know,
wash,
man.
Get
he
it cleaned
robbery.
Up once in a while.
Hold, give me all the money. Whip.
I mean, without you, Lex.
The side of the head with your
don't
dick.
Know what you're do. What we do without your dick, Lex? We were glad you were here.
That would be like a chore, even to do yourself.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't have enough hand to jerk off.
You need both.
Yeah,
and then a helper.
Hey, man,
you'd be like,
come here with me, Rick.
Have to get one of those hand things, you know, with the little trigger, you know, the things that you pick stuff up with, so you can get all the way at the end.
You'd have to take it in for regular maintenance. Like you go down to Jiffy Lube, put this. Hey, I've got a 13-inch dick.
All right,
put it up on the rack. You know, check my belts and hoses.
Shoot,
I'm running a little hot.
Yeah,
I'm running a little hot. So.
Well, we descended a little more quickly than usual.
You have Rick Rodham on the show. This is going to get
at least five hits.
At least five
hits. We're moving on up to the east side, bitches.
You got Rodham on the show. This is going to be classy. It's going to be a classy episode.
But we're going to take a classy break here real quick. I'm JT Foreman with the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Before we get into our list of the week, Terry, you've got a story to tell us.
Okay, look, we were talking about porn. We're talking about porn stars before we went to the break. Well, specifically, we're talking about 13-inch dicks. I don't know how we got there, but it's cool. My brother was dating a woman from Southern California when he lived here in Fresno, and I'd already moved out. John calls me. I had a rather large porn collection on VHS.
Awesome.
You know you're a collector when it's on VHS, not these files that you put on the computer.
Yeah, and all your porn's in a bowling bag.
Yeah, or I had mine in one of those big,
like a Tupperware tin?
No, like a chest. It looked kind of like a tree.
Oh, sweet.
It was a trunk is what it was. It was the trunk of porn. Yeah.
A booty of treasure.
Yeah. Is that what your treasure map leads
That's
to?
That's right. That's right.
Kids are going to be really disappointed.
I had magazines, you know, and I had them separated by type. I mean, it was creepy. So I had a whole bunch. My brother had this specific porn star that he really liked. Now, I wish I could remember her name. But I sometimes would buy porn at liquor stores. So when I used to drink really heavily, you go in, you were drunk from whatever bar.
Stone, yeah,
and you go in, you're like, oh, I'll take, you got your extra 12-pack of beer and your Jack Daniels or whatever, and all right, I'll take that porn or whatever. You're wasted anyway, and you're going to be by yourself, so you might as well get equipped.
Right.
So now,
be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Like be prepared. I got thrown out of the Boy Scouts, but I was prepared in this.
You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like condoms. And now, Rick, you've bought porn at a liquor store, right?
I like to actually buy the magazine that comes with the DVD in it because I'm a cheap fucker. You know, I want to get bang for my $10.
Okay. I don't know. You can attest to this for me. Sometimes when you buy a VHS porn from a liquor store, the cover doesn't always match the movie that's in it.
True. True.
Okay. I bought this porn, and I put it in, and it turns out it's like a Chicks with Dicks.
Oh.
And that's sour.
I have to ask you a question about that.
Yes.
Is Chicks with Dicks fucking a chick okay?
Yes, I'm gonna say yes on that.
But it's never been like that.
I've seen a couple scenes.
Chicks with dicks fucking chicks.
Now, yeah, chicks I've with seen dicks that. Fucking a dude that's still gay.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
But chicks with dicks fucking a chick.
Yeah, the one I got was chicks with dicks fucking guys.
Because that to me, that's a guy with tits fucking a girl.
Yes.
Okay.
It was horrible. So, I put it back in the thing and threw it I wanted to get rid of it and take a shower.
Right.
Well, the next week, my brother calls and says, "Hey, man, Tracy's coming down. Could I borrow some porn? And give me some porn with that one chick in it that he really likes."
Asia Carrere porn, yeah.
Yeah. I said, "Absolutely." Okay, well, this woman doesn't like me, okay? So I took the Chicks with Dicks flick, put it inside the cover of the one
right.
The girl he really
yeah,
liked.
Yeah, Asia Carrere's yeah. greatest.
Exactly. Greatest licks or yeah. whatever. Yeah. So I give it to him. And Monday, he calls me and goes, "You're a fucking asshole." Gets me on the phone. "You're a fucking asshole." What happened? He goes, "Chicks with dicks." And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about? I got that at the." And here's the funny part. He says, "It took me four scenes to figure out that's what the whole movie was about." He had fast-forwarded it through four. And I said, "Hey, John, if it's two scenes of chicks with dicks, that's the whole fucking movie."
Yeah.
You know what? The first scene, if there's chicks with dicks, that's probably the whole movie.
It's not enough to offend you to go, "I think I'm going to turn this off. It's a romantic weekend." Maybe.
You know why he's pissed? He probably took it up the ass that night.
Yeah.
Hey, she it empowered her. She was like, "Yeah, I've always wanted to have a dick, and I've wanted you to know what it feels like."
Yeah, and she said, "His wife, he's been married 14 years, and has said about five words to me in 14 years.
I can see why.
So here's to you.
Uncle Terry.
That's right.
Uncle Terry, awesome. Okay, well, let's get into our list for the week. Terry and Michaels, you're a big fan of lists. So I
like lists. I do.
I was talking to my brother on the phone today because I was having trouble figuring out what kind of list I want to do, and he suggested.
Did he want
to
borrow some porn?
I usually get my porn from him, actually.
Oh,
That's a pal.
That's a pal. He suggested I look up worst domain names.
Okay, I like
so,
it.
So I Googled worst domain names. I found a
Chicks with Dicks.
Yeah.
TerryMichaelsComedy.com. What?
I found a plethora of options. If you want to find these, anyone out there, just Google worst domain names and you'll find them. Most of these came from a website called Independent Sources. Let's see. First one is a website called Who Represents, where you can find the agent that represents different celebrities. The domain name is Whore Presents.
Awesome.
See, you take the word Who Represents, put them together.
Whore
and
presents.
It spells whore presents.
Whore!
And
whore!
This is a repeating theme in this particular list, actually. It seems to be what happened in a majority of them, is that you have two different words, you put them together, and if you just start the words in different places, you're going to end up with the wrong thing. The next one, Experts Exchange, is a knowledge base where programmers can exchange advice and views at expertsexchange.com.
Hey, because you want to go to an expert for that.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't want to go.
As opposed to novicesexchange.com.
That's
give him a chance to learn. You know?
That is not somewhere you want to hear the doctor
like
say.
Like the barber school, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you ever go into, like, your parents were cheap and they didn't want to pay full price for a haircut, so they took you, like, to the Milan school.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to go to
the
Milan
sex change.
JT knows about that.
You don't want to go to the Milan school of sex change.
No, that's where I got my dental work at a dentistry.
Really?
A dentist school, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did that. Did once, yeah.
Was it bad?
Did no, it was fine.
It was okay.
Yeah, you know, they had an actual dentist who was the instructor there supervising everything. So
it's not like they gave him tools and sent him in.
And
the actual surgeon
was
there supervising my sex change.
It, you
so
know,
I felt
it was
fine.
The class, so I was a pop quiz, I guess.
That's awesome.
All right, everybody, look, clean his teeth. Extra credit.
Let's see the next one. You can buy a pen from the Pen Island. Which, of course, spells penisland.com.
Could I buy a 13-inch penis?
I don't know. Can you get a 13-inch penis?
They had to know better. How? Yeah. First off, who's going to name your website Pen Island? You have to know it's penis.
Yeah,
land.
They probably knew that. They figured, well, you know, we'll get a lot of people looking for porn.
Pen Island.
And maybe they'll be interested in.
And they really
also.
Sold pins? Because that's, you know what? When I want to get a pin.
Right.
When I need to write something and I can't find a pin, hold on, let me log on to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Order a pin.
And order a pin and wait 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Fuck
Instead
things remembered in the mall.
The pharmacy at the corner or the drugstore at the corner.
Yeah.
Buy
yeah.
A pen for
I'm
going
to go to the fucking dollar store.
Yeah, my pen gets here.
Yeah. Easter's coming up. My brother's into calligraphy. I'm going to penisland.com
That's
and
right.
get them something tasteful.
That's
penisland.
They do need a jingle.
Yes,
they do.
But it needs to be a black man. It's not penis. It's more like penis leg.
Yeah.
Some conga beats in the background.
You got to sound like you're on an island.
That's right. You do. You have to
sound like you're on an exotic island. But actually, that one and this next one remind me of various episodes of Celebrity Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
You remember those?
Yeah.
No.
And there was the one that was the pen is mightier, and Sean Connery pronounced the guy playing Sean Connery pronounced it penis mightier.
Yeah.
So and the next one you can find a therapist. With the therapist finder at the rapist finder.
Awesome. Awesome.
The rapist finder.
Yes. Rapist finder.
I got some therapy for your ass. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, oh. Next.
Honestly, though, if you were selling therapy, like if your business was to sell therapy and you made sure that everyone looking for therapy got raped first, it was a great way to keep yourself in business.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that, Rick? How do you feel?
How do you feel about that dick in your head?
It was terrible.
It burns.
My brother sent me this chicks with dicks. And
well, you know, a lot of people have two jobs nowadays, so you can be a rapist and a therapist. You rape the people.
That is a script. Write that down.
Raping therapist. Them, that could be a sitcom.
You want to talk about this?
I wasn't thinking sitcom. I was thinking HBO movie, but yeah. Wow. It would be hard to continue that.
Yeah, well, but no, that would need like a cute theme.
Find
like
lots of funny situations to rape people
He's a therapist
in.
And a rapist. He's the raping therapist.
He just puts on a mask. That's the only time he does. That's the way he changes
down. Starring Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Jokes and jokes.
So last week.
Because he's been fucking the public for the last 5 years every time he goes to a comedy club.
So last week when I hogtied you and raped you, how did that make you feel?
Did you feel helpless?
I just want to know how you feel. Tell me how you felt.
Did it remind you?
It made me feel like a little piggy.
Do that again. That's do that again. That's
hold on. But first, you need. He's a therapist, a rapist. He's the raping therapist.
Yeah, boy. Tell me how you feel. I want to know how you felt. Huh? How you felt? Never.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's hilarious.
We've got an Italian power generator company. Sometimes the problem is translation from another language into English. Their website is powergenitalia.com.
Awesome. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Start Lexington Steel.
Yeah. If power you need some genitalia. If you need some computer software, check out ipanywhere.com.
Nice.
Especially after the bar.
Yeah.
And we've got a crazy city name who decided they... When they built their church, they decided to, you know, you've seen First Church, First Methodist of Fresno, Second Baptist of Clovis, whatever. The First Coming Methodist Church.
The what?
First Coming Methodist Church.
I am going to become a pastor at that church.
The yes. First Coming Methodist Church.
You've been anointed on the forehead.
We speak in tongues. Yeah. And we handle snakes.
That's right. You are healed.
Let me lay hands on you.
Man, there's no altar boys in that fucking
praise
church.
The Lord.
Well, you can be saved by them at comingfirst.com.
That is awesome. I'm going to that church. We have some new... when they get new part of their flock.
Yeah. Yeah, members of the it's congregation.
New members.
Members.
And the Lord came down.
Yes.
Will you be ready for the following? Yeah, exactly. For the coming.
For the flood.
For the flood.
For the flood.
Are you ready for the coming of the Lord?
For the coming of the Lord. On Wednesday, it's squirters. We had a squirters meeting. Yep.
Go ahead and put two of each animal inside your mouth. We're going to call your face Noah.
Yeah.
Here comes the flood.
Here comes the anointing. Yeah. Across the forehead.
Two of each animal. Whatever. Why had two pussies in my mouth? And then Lexington Steel showed up.
All right. We're going to, today for sermon, we're going to pretend you're a whale and my dick is Jonah.
Damn you, Moby Dick.
Damn you, Moby Dick. Oh, shit.
Swallow that whale. Swallow that whale.
That would be the sperman. Folks, work with me on this, people. These are the jokes.
Awesome.
So that's how it became known as the sperm whale. I've been wondering.
That's great.
Is this thing working? Because I know I am. Okay.
That's fucking dope. I want to go to that church.
Well, we're going to get to the rest of the list as soon as we get back. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comedy. We'll be right back.
God bless you.
Man.
This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Continuing on with
Jesus
our,
is coming.
Jesus is coming. The end is coming.
The end is near.
If we're coming, where are we
and
going?
And Jesus is coming.
Now that's a rapture.
On your forehead.
No, it would be an rapture.
Yes.
Straight to hell.
As continuing on with our worst domain names, there's a company called Dixon that makes instruments for monitoring temperature, humidity, and pressure. It can be found at dixonweb.com.
Awesome.
Got a holiday.
As we all giggle like a 13.
Yeah, <dude. laughs> He said dick.
He said dick.
I want to go back to Jesus. Okay, if you were Jesus and you had a hole in your hand, would you stick your dick in it to masturbate, like stigmata style?
Wow. No, I would use it as a whistle.
You can't play peekaboo.
Oh.
You wouldn't fuck your hand?
Sneak up behind your girl. Guess who? Gee, I wonder. I can still see, you know.
No, I don't think I would fuck my hand.
I would if I was Jesus.
Really?
Just think about it, you know.
It would have to be the exact, the holes would have to be the exact
circumference of your dick. Man, you straight.
You know, if you're Jesus is a Jew.
Yeah, he's not the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which is true, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not even circumcised. They got, like, cementity penises and shit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Welcome to Dick Joke Theater.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have sex on Groundhog Day if the weather's not clear enough.
Wow.
Going back to sleep for another 6 weeks.
That's awesome. Some of our penises have been asleep for 6 weeks.
Some of our penises have been asleep for a lot longer than that.
Oh, Joe.
All right.
Okay, we got a holiday rentals company in Spain called Choose Spain. The website is choosespain.com.
Oh, they're married too.
Yeah, apparently. Software,
must be the black women.
A software training company used to be called Via Graphics. They changed their name to Learn2 when Viagra hit the market, and everyone started reading their website as ViagraFix.com. A small town called Winters has a newspaper called the Winters Express. Their website would, of course, be WinterSexPress.com.
Awesome. Yes. Now, yes. And they have their own list, top five positions in that town.
Top five whores of Winters.
You got the list.
They've got a calendar.
Yeah, and they don't even have Craigslist. They are like Craigslist. They got they got the titty page.
Yeah.
The Lexington Steel article. They got
midget Korean masseuse.
That'd be an awesome town to live in. I'm moving there. Where is this?
The article didn't say, but I'll find out.
We're gonna start an open mic there on Tuesdays at the Winters Holiday Inn.
That's sure. Right. I'll move into the Winters Holiday Inn.
We've got a competitor to eBay. They didn't really make it big though. The company was called Auctions Hit. Which, of course, reads as auctionshit.com.
That is eBay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, seriously.
Auctionshit.com.
eBay, they don't even really sell anything anymore. All it is companies like that just go on. You don't even get a deal anymore. You're just buying new shit most of the time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's because the Nigerians fucked it up.
What?
Nigerians fuck up everything.
That's true.
The Nigerians?
You're still mad that they owe you millions of dollars.
Yes, I am very pissed about that. I'm still waiting.
When you make it big, that would be the only thing that would get you to go to Africa is just to find that fucking prince.
Oh my god, dude! I would like to go there just to burn like 10 of them, just to watch them burn. I hate them.
Just because
you're like the racist scam. African.
That's awesome.
Yes,
just because of the email scam.
Very racist.
You hate blacks. Well, the blacks.
Yeah, I think that oil and milk don't mix.
What?
Well, to find out what there is to do and see along the New York State's canals, go check out nycanal.com.
Awesome.
Hold on.
It would be NY Canal, so nycanal.com.
First of all, who wants to know what's going on in the New York canals? I can tell you what's going on. Dead bodies drifting.
Yeah,
that's what's
drowning,
going on.
Or some anal. That's where I like
to... Stop staring at us!
No shit. It was in the paper.
Be like, honey, it's my birthday. Would you like to take it in the New York Canal?
Which is definitely a sewer. Yeah,
that's my favorite style. What's your favorite style?
New York style.
New York Canal.
New York Canal style. Yeah, they don't have a pizza called New York Canal Pizza, that's for sure.
It's a chick who can hardly walk. Like, why are you walking so funny? Lexington Steel hit me in the New York Canal.
For an hour yesterday.
That's a new name for anal, New York Canal.
That sounds like a newspaper article, too. Lexington Steel hits woman in New York Canal. News at 11.
Yeah.
I got a joke, man. What's Lexington Steel on Viagra?
What?
A lawsuit. Bitch, be a unicorn.
I was going to say a joust.
Yeah.
A joust.
A spear chucker.
Oh.
A racist Rodham. Oh.
Racist Rodham.
Oh. You don't like niggers, do you?
Oh. Did you know that in England, bird watching is referred to as tit watching?
Is it?
Yes.
There's a bird called the tit, and there's actually, I think it's somewhere in San Diego, there's actually a park called Tit Park.
And if there's a lot of those birds around, hey, look at all the titties.
Yeah, no, yeah. Seriously.
The website of the Royal Tit Watching Society of Britain is called nicetits.org.
That's awesome. I would love to buy a t-shirt from the Royal Tit Watching.
Yes. I would wear that shirt every day.
Every day.
I can't have kids send them to school wearing that shirt when they get kicked out. What, you don't like bird watching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You stepped on my rights. I can watch all the tits I want,
my
nigga.
Aviary.
The only problem with the tit birds in England is none of them have teeth. They're all fucked up and crooked.
their beaks are all crooked. And
yeah,
up.
Because they got no. You can't go to like one of their dental schools because they don't. I don't know, have one.
You saying that's not really gold on their teeth at all?
I don't think so.
No, that's plaque.
Yeah,
that is.
You're saying, man, they got 10 pounds of butter on each tooth, man? One of them bites you, you get cholesterol damage?
That's, you know, I don't want to say that English people are ugly, but they're fucking ugly.
Damn.
There you go.
What about their breath, man? If they got all that butter, they got to have bad breath too, huh?
Well, yeah.
What was it you said once? It turned into a mummy. Emotep.
They got the holocaustosis, man.
Holocaustosis. And finally, we've got the Cumbria Storage Systems at cumstore.co.uk.
Awesome.
Swap, you know.
And that's every man's underwear.
That's right.
The
lone sock.
Yeah.
The
drawer.
Lone sock. This is the happy sock.
I don't understand that. Why?
Why would you jerk off into a sock?
Yeah. I don't get that. I don't. I'm because I don't
maybe
do.
Maybe you
it.
Were
I
out of magazines.
Well, no. What you do? Well, they used to use them make fifis, and they call them a fifi. They do that gel. They steal a rubber glove and they ball the sock up and put Vaseline in the rubber glove. You know, stuff it around in there. And Wu-Tang
Clan. You refer to masturbating in prison as Wu-Tang Clanning yourself?
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Okay.
Yeah, what was right. The other one?
Super Golden Crisp.
Can't get enough Super Golden Crisp.
Yeah.
You gotta
that's
have
awesome.
A song on you.
That's awesome play. How they did it simultaneously. Yeah. See that? It was like the chorus. It was nice.
Joe likes my jokes, man. He likes my jokes.
The prison masturbation chorus.
In the prison rape chorus, it's fine.
That's what it sounds like.
That's a totally different song.
It sounds like, hey, hey, hey!
It'll be over in a minute.
All right, so those are the worst domain names that I found anyway. If you find some, anyone out there listening, you find some interesting ones, so go ahead and send them to us at bittercomics@hotmail.com. And next, I'd like to do our 559 text from last night of the week. As told before, there's a website called textfromlastnight.com, and they have a lot of text messages on there that are probably either alcohol or drug induced, basically.
Best kind.
Yeah, the best kind. Basically, someone had an interesting night, whether good or bad, and they decided to share the text message with the world. They have them listed with the area code, so I do a search on our area code, 559, because I want to be supportive of Fresno.
You want to represent.
I want to represent. That's
he's
right.
Down with the no, nigga.
Yeah.
So the 559 text from last night of the week is, drum roll please. I know I'm her Sunday school teacher. I just feel I would be saving others from a lot of headaches by telling her someday she's going to be a stripper.
That's awesome.
Son of a bitch.
That's our town.
I know I'm her Sunday. I see when
she's,
this started.
How would you want to bet this was
I thought it was going
church.
A whole different direction.
I think
you?
What you do in that situation, if I was her, I would be like, "Listen, I've been looking at the other girls in Sunday school, and you are by far the hottest girl in Sunday school. I know your name is Julie, but we're gonna call you Mary
Jewel.
Jane. Yeah, and here's a dollar.
Get used to it.
Yeah."
I would just try to explain to her how holy I felt she was.
No, you wouldn't, Joel.
All right, I'd be embarrassed making an idiot of myself and leave.
You would say something incredibly inappropriate like, I fucked a girl that looked like you 10 years ago.
And then I wore a head on my head as a hat.
That's exactly what Joel would say.
Yeah, how much you want to bet this was at People's Church?
I thought it was Cornerstone.
I thought it was the Coming Church.
Coming Church.
Oh! Well, you know, what's the one that just got foreclosed? The Wilson Theater? Is that Cornerstone?
Oh, they got foreclosed on?
Well, yeah, they're running out of money. I'm thinking if you could put a stripper pole up in Sunday school, here's a great way to increase attendance. You know, we could...
Instead of passing around the hat or whatever.
The collection plate.
Yeah, the collection plate.
Yeah, pass that motherfucker to me.
On stage number four.
Yeah, now on stage number four. It's the 12 and 13-year-old girl Sunday school class.
Now performing on altar number four.
Timmy.
Destiny.
Yeah.
Get up and put your green on the scene.
Did you work as a strip club DJ?
I've never been a strip club DJ.
I did.
You know what? I've always wanted to be like a guest strip club DJ just because they're the worst pukers ever, you know?
Now coming to stage five. Yeah, exactly.
Guys, put your green on the scene. You're going to want to get on the tip rail for this. Please. And of course, John Jones would be there for like the one fat chick at fucking City Lights. The chick has got hail damage in all four of her asses. And she's the one who makes more money than any of the hot strippers.
Yeah, probably, because she's the one that'll suck dick.
Yeah, I mean, she got like half a tooth.
Half a tooth, and the appendix scars on her tits.
Yeah.
No, but I used to have to do remotes, like live remote broadcasts from City Lights every month whenever they'd bring in like a it was like the whore of the month.
That's whoever
had done some porn. And
you know, that's what we should have had on the Father's Day gifts list. Whore of the Month Club.
Whore of the Month Club.
Damn, yeah. Why remember that for next year.
Why I get the fat one?
Because you're black.
That's messed up.
You're the black.
That's a typical white thing to give us what's left.
I worked at a strip club downtown.
Wow. There was a strip club downtown?
Yeah, it was called John John's.
Okay, I know. Is
named
it
after John
is
Kennedy?
It still is it where John John's is?
Yes.
That was a strip club.
Yeah, it was a strip club.
Get the fuck out of here!
No, and they used to have during the day. They had a day shift. You came in, you paid $20 at the door. You got lunch, and you sat at a table while women stripped in front of you, and they ate lunch. And I would have to work the day and the night shift.
What's the buffet like there?
There was no
try the ranch.
We got seafood today. Try the crabs.
Yeah, and I used to fuck one of the strippers.
Of course.
And then there was one day I was, while my girlfriend was on stage. Her name was Christine, by the way.
Right, what was her stage name?
What was hers? I don't remember.
Bubbles.
Was,
yeah,
something
whatever,
like that.
Yeah.
So I would, to piss her off, I would play Christine 16 from Kiss.
Right.
And I figured out how to set the CD players to skip to another song. So I would play her three songs, and I would set them, and then I would go backstage and fuck one of the other strippers while she was on stage.
That's awesome.
And I loved being young.
Put your green on the scene.
And I was sleazy just like that, too.
Why would you ever leave that job?
I got fired.
Yeah.
Did you get caught fucking one of the other strippers?
I got caught red-handed fucking
a stripper. He probably got
red-handed
caught fucking the boss's favorite
or
stripper.
Or red penis.
Because
I got caught doggy style backstage.
I got caught purple headed.
She was on her period. You got caught red penis.
So yeah, they figured out that I, you know.
No, but I got in trouble at City Lights. Well, with the radio station I was working at the time, and because there was City Lights two complaints. Number one was the strip club DJ. I wouldn't give him movie passes when I walked in because, you know, they were for the fucking fans who would show up.
Yeah, they were.
And
he'd
literally be on the mic like, Rick Rodham, you got a movie pass. Come hook it up. And now coming to the stage. And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? And then.
And you got in trouble because you didn't give it to him. You gave it to the fans.
Right. And then evidently, I would just go get bombed, you know, drunk as fuck. And evidently, I made some comment on the air about how. there's a stripper here, and she's 3 months pregnant. And you got to get down and and get your dance before she goes on maternity leave. And I swear to Christ, she was 3 months pregnant. You know, and I might have said something like, you know, if you're getting a lap dance, you know, hopefully her unborn baby won't kick you in the balls.
Or her water doesn't break or something.
Oh, splash! Oh, bitch!
Yeah, it's awesome.
The Splash Cafe. But I really want to start a strip club in Fresno just called Pregnant Strippers. And you've got
to call it Pregos.
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 Pregos. Come down to Pregos.
Yeah, the buffet will be Italian.
That's a spaghetti sauce, man.
Yeah, call it Pregos.
Try the milk. The Kahlua and cream is our.
Kahlua and breast milk.
Yeah.
You just have the strippers drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah. Come on into drunk pregnant strippers and
that sounds just like Fresno in a nutshell.
Yeah, have a $19 Miller Lite on a Tuesday.
Actually, during the day.
Yeah.
It's Milwaukee's beast.
Milwaukee's beast. Yeah, because after you drink that and the next day you feel like a beast.
Oh, we're going to take a break real quick. We're the Bitter Comics and we will be right back.
Tell you stories.
This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, let's get a couple of news stories in before we end the show.
Bitterness!
All right, let's start off with a Colorado team. A Colorado teen is recovering from serious burns he suffered when the fireworks he was attempting to mix in a coffee grinder exploded.
Awesome.
What a dick.
Happy 4th of July. Police say the incident happened Monday. On the 4th of July. What a shock.
Of course it did.
When 19-year-old Sean Michael Ogden of Durango was trying to break down fireworks he had purchased so he could turn them into larger fireworks.
I was like, what is he making to drink with fireworks?
Yeah, the blast shook the house of a fire inspector who lived about a quarter mile away.
Sweet.
Fire Marshal Tom
Where
Coughlin
were his parents?
I don't know. He's 19.
They were out in the back mixing up the dynamite, dude.
Probably.
Kidding, man?
Fire Marshal Tom Kaufman told the Durango Herald that the friction from the electric grinder could have ignited the mixture. He says the teen had read online about how larger fireworks could be made from smaller ones.
Dude, when I grew up in Colorado, and what you do is you drive to Wyoming, because in Wyoming they'll literally sell you a stick of dynamite. And there's like all across the Wyoming border, there's like literally four people in Wyoming, and there's 50 people right on the border selling fireworks.
Yeah, I performed for those four people in Wyoming.
Yeah, and I swear to Christ, they will sell you
C4. They're all there to sell explosives to people in Colorado.
But you can't get porn in Wyoming.
Right. You can't.
Wu-Tang Clan?
You cannot get porn in Wyoming.
You can trade with the people from Colorado, maybe.
That's right.
All right, here's some dynamite, and you give me.
Have you ever been to Independence, Missouri, Terry?
Yes.
There is a place, and I once took a Greyhound bus trip from Denver to New York City. Don't ever fucking do that. I'd rather be in jail.
I've gone from Fort Myers, Florida to L.A. On a Greyhound.
So we're in Independence, Missouri. I'll never forget it. There was a store, and this is back in the late 90s, and it was called Liquor, Guns, Ammo, and Fireworks.
Yeah. Awesome.
And
sounds like Missouri.
Go in and get liquor, a gun, ammo, and some fireworks.
And it's a party in
Missouri. And I bet you they sold porn there, too.
Exactly. And titties.
Every gangster wants to shop at that store.
Serious.
Yes.
And they'll give you a short-term loan on your car so you can pay for all this stuff, too.
Let you drive a Kia
That's
Rio.
Awesome. Yeah, no one's going to give you nothing for a Kia Rio. I'll loan you however much change we find in the car seats.
In the car seats.
Next, we got police in Georgia have shut down a lemonade stand run by three girls trying to save for a trip to a water park.
Those bitches.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Saying they didn't have a business license or required permits.
How old were these kids?
It doesn't say, but I mean, they're kids with a lemonade stand, probably like 12 or something.
They did the same shit in Tulare a couple years ago. Yeah. Tulare County gave a little girl, must have been 7 or 8. $100 ticket for running a lemonade stand without a permit.
This is a job for Batman.
I believe so. We're going to have to find Batman.
This is ridiculous. Don't they have anything better to do, especially in Tulare?
Seriously.
Well, Midway Police Chief Kelly Morningstar, and I want to point out. Okay,
Kelly Morningstar and his brother Tom Throwing Star. What? Yes. Who are these fucking people?
Morningstar.
This is the devil. I want to point out that Morningstar is one of the names used by Satan in the past, used to refer to Satan in the past. So,
really,
I think the devil is the chief of police in this in Midway.
Morningstar.
That's makes sense.
Who refers to devil?
Just look it up on the internet. It's just one of the older names for Satan is Morningstar.
Awesome.
And plus they talked about it on
and her and her cousin Damien.
It's actually Gnarly Charlie's last name.
I think so.
Just kidding. You've always Gnarly Charlie Morningstar.
Okay, that's what Matt Damon said on Dogma anyway.
Oh yeah, okay. All right.
You sound like the Morningstar. You sound like Lucifer. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
But just think about it. Where is this, Florida?
Georgia.
Or Georgia.
That's
okay.
The night that the lights went out.
Satan is
Georgia.
Definitely in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. And wearing a white hood.
Actually, yes. In Georgia, man. It's in the summer. It's pretty hot there. I'm surprised the police didn't just confiscate
it. Hot, and it's muggy, and it's,
Well, and you think, okay, what is the life of a typical 8-year-old girl like in Georgia? She's just got knocked up by her cousin. You know, how thirsty pregnant girls are when it's hot outside?
They need the money.
Her baby needs the sugar,
That's right.
You know?
Or maybe she was just trying to save money to pay for the abortion.
Maybe.
Thank you, Mr. Morningstar.
Well, I can't blame her for that. You wouldn't want to have a baby with someone that just fucked a pig last night.
That's a good point.
They do fuck porn.
Sweet. You know, I have been all over Georgia doing gigs. And
there's no abortions.
There's no abortions.
There's more lemonade stands than abortions.
Yeah, exactly. They're actually nice people. Most of them.
You can sleep in my barn tonight.
Except in Atlanta. Atlanta is nothing but a huge fucking hood.
See, I've heard the opposite. I've heard Atlanta's a cool city and the rest of Georgia is just backwoods and racist and redneck.
Niggers.
Well, I guess.
Georgia's where Deliverance took place, isn't it?
No, Mississippi is where Deliverance.
Yeah. Same shit, though.
Oh, they're very close.
Yeah. Close. Same shit.
I did fly into Atlanta to go to Mississippi.
Did anyone tell you you had a pretty mouth?
No, did not, except this one girl.
Well, Mississippi didn't have any airports in
that. I never saw that scene ever. I didn't know that was a real scene in a movie. I found it on the web. I go, that really happened. Wasn't it the dad and Teen Wolf? It was. He was getting tore up.
The dad and Teen Wolf.
Entry.
So you're like a pig.
There needs to be a sequel with Styles from Teen Wolf.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
I hated him.
You didn't like Styles?
No.
Is it because he was homophobic?
No, I just didn't like that haircut.
Remember the scene in Teen Wolf where the wolf is like, hey, Styles, I got something to tell you. And he's like, you're not gay, are you? No, I'm a wolf. Oh, okay.
Yeah, whew. Thank God.
What a relief. I thought you were going to tell me you were gay. You're just a wolf. Awesome.
You're just a half man, half wolf.
Can you tell me where my weed is?
Legend says it's
going to
tear my throat out.
It's awesome.
Well, apparently the girls needed a business license, peddler's permit, and food permit to operate even on residential property. The permits cost $50 a day or $180 a year. Okay, here's their ages. One girl, 14-year-old Cassidy Dixon, says the three had to listen to police and shut down. The girls are now doing chores and yard work to make money.
Where's the cherry auction when you need it?
That's right.
You know, in wherever the cherry auction is it Selma, wherever the fuck it is, you can buy like a live chicken. You know, and a pro wrestling mask and a carburetor for a Kia Rio.
Yeah.
You know,
and
she should just sell her lemonade on auctionshit.com.
Yeah.
To the Cummings Church.
Exactly.
Or she needs like a moonshine car to run her lemonade still.
Oh yes.
All over Georgia.
Her lemonade still. And then she could call the Dukes of Hazzard to run that shit over the state line.
Get her Uncle Jesse to outrun the law.
Or call a bandit.
Call the bandit.
Right. He called the bandit. He's from Atlanta. Yeah.
Running from those colors.
I mean, yeah. I've seen that movie and it's real.
Right, and then afterwards you go have a couple, drinks down at the Boar's Nest with Daisy.
Exactly. What a whore she was.
What a whore.
God bless her.
Dirty whore. Well, God, you can't, she was fucked by her Uncle Jesse at a young age.
Yeah.
You know,
so. Yeah.
I still suspect that she was Bo and Luke's mom, but could never prove
they
it.
They did look pretty similar.
Well, they brought in cousins. Remember, there was a
Fu wasn't going to do the
Tom Wopat had like a contract negotiation, so they brought
him. He was like the Charlie Sheen of 1975.
It was like a Cousin Dave or what?
Yeah, and they Tom Wopat.
Tom Wopat, dude, and then Tom Wopat got pussy. Like Tom Wopat had.
I bet they had orgies. They had like Dukes of Hazzard orgies
with like Scooter. What was it? Skeeter.
Skeeter. And every time Skeeter came, they'd hit that horn. That's awesome.
And the dog was there, you know, Flash and Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Roscoe.
I had to sneak to watch that show because I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Because there was so much racism?
Yeah. Mom was
they didn't let you watch Dukes of Hazzard in the Hood.
No, my mom was like, no, you can't watch that show because she's like, you know.
Just a good old boy.
She's like a Confederate flag boy. Yeah. Like,
never meaning no harm.
You, honestly, you didn't miss much.
No. No, you didn't.
There was a dude on there named Cooter. It's like that, and like and
he was a tow truck driver.
Yeah, like and everyone in town would like need him. Like, hey Cooter,
we need you.
What was the name of the tow truck driver in Cars?
I believe it was also Cooter.
Okay, I thought so.
Oh,
in Cars?
Yeah, might have been an homage.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
It's Tow Mater.
Oh, sorry. Tow Jesus,
how could you not know
it
that?
It would have been better if it was Cooter.
Would have been better. While, yeah. The porno version, it's Cooter.
Cooter, dude.
Yeah, I remember back in the '80s, man. They had that one. It was Saturday night. That one night of good shows back to back. Hulk.
Oh,
Night Raider,
yeah.
All together, and I couldn't watch Dukes of Hazzard. It was right in between the good shows, man. You know, like man.
You're like, Mom, you're making me watch Trapper John, M.D. This guy fucking sucks. I hate Trapper John and Gonzo.
Oh shit, you made me watch that shit.
Fuck Trapper John.
I never watched Trapper John.
My grandmother made me watch Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, God. Was your grandmother in it?
No. It was I think it was the only thing on television with people her own age.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that happened to me as a kid is because a Japanese prime minister came over and said that the problem in America is black people, I couldn't have Transformers anymore.
What?
My mom banned Transformers from the house.
Even if you were like Decepticon, they'd be like, yo, we're the bad guys.
We couldn't buy none of those toys, man. And that was when the movie came out, and I wanted Galvatron. Oh, no, you can get GoBots.
What about He-Man?
GoBots.
You could watch He-Man was not straight, but he was cool.
He-Man was gay as fuck.
Dude, and what was He-Man's fucking cat, like the scared jungle cat?
Yeah. You know what?
Cringer.
Cringer.
Cringer, that was the name of the cat?
Mm-hmm. Then he became Battle Cat.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then He-Man's real name was Adam.
Adam.
Go figure.
And he wore a purple pants and a white shirt.
Oh.
Yeah,
what's
dude,
wrong
he
with
was
purple.
Purple rain. That's what's wrong with purple. That's all I dare say is that. That's what's wrong with purple.
Amazing powers are revealed to me the day I lifted my sword.
And said, by the power of Grayskull.
I have the power.
Should change this to the fucking nerds podcast.
Seriously. Dude.
We know everything.
Now we're going to have the Star Wars talk here in a few minutes.
Coming up next,
Eric. Oh, the Star Wars talk.
Actually going to be joined live by Cooter, who's now, believe it or not, a state senator from North Carolina.
Well, there's a shock. That's only because he knows more English than everyone else.
There's Cooter. A state legislator in Georgia right now who is a former Hooters waitress.
Awesome.
And, she actually has gotten in trouble because during a legislative session, she got bored and carved her initials into the table.
That's sweet.
That's awesome. Look, here's what's wrong with America right now. I'm just going to say it. We do not have representatives in government because America is nothing but a bunch of white trash people spread out all over America, barely making any money, barely doing anything. But the people that represented us are all rich cocksuckers that have no idea of how any of us live.
That's
so
right.
So you know what? Bring on the Hooters waitresses and let them decide what goes on in America because at least it's a real representation.
Yeah, I don't want Ashley Swearingen. I want the chick who fisted Ashley Swearingen back in the locker room in fucking junior high for being a fucking prick.
That's right, because
being
most
like
of America's
the snottiest bitch in the school.
Yeah, they shouldn't be subsidizing corn and wheat. They should be subsidizing fucking chicken wings. Goddamn it.
That's right. They should be subsidizing weed where we can actually make some money
and malt liquor.
And malt liquor. Yeah.
Well, we're up at the end of the Boone's show. You guys got anything exciting happening this week? Any shows you're going to be doing? I know, John, you're going to be opening
the jacuzzi. I want everyone to go see the jacuzzi. What John Jones's family was to Dukes of Hazzard, Terry Michaels is to the jacuzzi.
Yeah, the gayest, whitest part of Fresno.
Apparently so.
And
I will find you.
We got the blackest guy in Fresno opening the show.
I'm the blackest guy in Fresno? There's been people blacker than me now. Come on.
Yeah, but they're not at the jacuzzi.
You're the one who claims you can do graffiti.
With your elbow, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Not right now. It'd be great. You're a little ashy today, John Jones.
You are ashy. Did you go swimming?
No. You know what? I took a shower this moment, and I just woke up and came to the show. I didn't try to get pretty for you niggas or nothing.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
you could at least put on some lotion.
Man, I ain't got time for that, nigga. I'm coming to the podcast.
When you're at the jacuzzi, are you going to lotion up?
Yeah, I'm going to be shiny, boy.
Oh, sure, you'll lotion up for Beasley, but you don't give a shit about us.
You seen that mustache?
Whatever. You want to hold on to something, that's all good.
You're going to sparkle at that jacuzzi.
Yes, I am. I'm wearing the pants and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry, you got anything exciting going on this week?
As a matter of fact, no.
All right, fuck it.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You could always commit suicide.
Well, that would be exciting. That's awesome. That would be exciting.
You know, I don't think I have anything. No, I am. We're doing a practice show this week sometime for our my new live show with Mike Wirtz. It's not the Mike and Michaels podcast.
Oh, it's not?
Is it the Michaels and Mike podcast?
It's the Mike and Michaels radio show.
I'm sorry, the Mike and Michaels radio show. It'll be on FCCFreeRadio.com.
Live from 4 to 6.
Live 4 to 6 on Saturdays. And yes. I believe the first
or as they like to call it, prime time.
Is actually going to be August 6th, a week from Saturday. So August 6th,
right. Yes.
Sweet.
Cool.
Oh,
and we're going to get together sometime this week and do a practice run.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what I want to do for the segment. Right now I'm debating between App of the Week and Weird Website of the Week, but I have to talk to you about the ideas I got. Rick.
Yo.
What do you got going on this week? Anything exciting?
I'm going to get stoned, watch a lot of History Channel. I'm going to jerk off a lot this week. I'm going to
make a
Fifi,
right?
I'm going to make a Fifi, and I'm going to sing Wu-Tang Clan.
Will you be jerking off into your sock?
I'm going to actually jerk off into my sock while I think of Amy Winehouse.
Awesome.
And do you want to borrow a porno?
Yeah, I'm going to actually be watching Chicks with Dicks. Humming, making a Wu-Tang Amy Winehouse mashup.
There you go.
I'm going to be masturbating a lot. And
Technics.
Then and Saturday, I've got a show. Have you guys ever been to Vinny's Place in Madera?
No.
Yeah, I've been to Vinny's Place.
Is it?
It's interesting.
Yeah. Have you done comedy there?
I don't think so.
Evidently, there's a comedy. I'm supposedly fucking doing a comedy show next Saturday at Vinny's Place in Madera.
Did they call you?
It's a TK show. So I'll totally have to ride in with on the white horse and rescue the fucking bill. Already know.
Absolutely. Are you headlining?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Vinny's place in Madera.
Get there late, evidently.
What time is the show scheduled to start?
I don't know.
8 o'clock.
Right? Yeah, 8 probably o'clock? 8. You know, whatever time people come out in Madera.
And then I think they do karaoke after the show, probably.
It's amazing how often a comedy show opens for karaoke. That's one thing I
yeah, or bands. That's how it is. That's how one-nighter is everywhere in America, almost. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've made it. Vinny's Place, Saturday.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Madera,
yeah, I'm jealous, man. Dang, really?
I can get you.
I
can
do Vinny's Place.
I can get you on the gig, but not Terry.
Yeah.
John, you come out and do a hot five?
Yeah. Yeah,
Terry, we're gonna have to ask though.
It might be a holiday.
Is that an Italian restaurant?
I have no idea what the fuck
it's
it is.
It's a bar.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But you know what? I just want to say thank you guys for having me, man. This is really cool.
It's been great to have you.
I fucking loved it, man. It's awesome.
You're the man.
And I have no idea what the hell I'm doing this week, other than the practice show.
You need to.
I'll be hosting the open mic at Cafe Venice on Fridays. It starts at 7:30.
Where the fuck is that?
It's at 2225 West Shaw Avenue in Fresno. It's
where the
a
fuck
coffee
is that?
Shop. It's an all-ages show, and whether or not it's a clean show depends on whether or not people bring kids. So you walk in the door, you see kids in the audience.
Then it's a dirty show.
Try not to say fuck too much.
If just adults show up, it's a clean show.
Yeah, it's next to Pardini's.
Yeah, it's right next door to Pardini's on Shaw Avenue.
Shaw and West.
Yeah.
And you host that?
Yeah, I host the open mic.
It's JT's room.
Awesome.
This past week, Jeff the Bastard and Johnny Pineda were two comics who showed up. And the week before that, Terry Michaels and Danny Minch and Eddie Trevino came out. The week before that was John Jones. So I've been able to get like two or three comics to show up each week. But hopefully I'll be able to convince a few more people to come out and rescue me from
it's a Friday night, people. It's 7:30. Come out, see it. It's freaking free.
Come out
and see it. The show's over. Then you can go out and chase around your pimps and hookers and shit afterwards.
If you got $600, I can get you a feather.
Yeah, you know what? It's okay. If feather shows up, I can't say the N-word. So
oh, damn. Well, no then thanks. Yeah, then you don't want it.
Yeah. You know what? It's a free show, free ice cream, great coffee. They got sandwiches there. They're really good.
Sandwiches are good. I had one.
Yeah. So coming out, check out the show.
Awesome.
I guess that's it for us for the week. Thanks a lot for listening. I am JT Foreman, signing off for John Jones. Thanks for coming out.
Peace.
Terry Michaels, thank you.
Yeah!
Rick Robert, thank you.
Hookers and blow. Hookers and blow, bitches.
I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will see you next week.
Ball game.